The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I hear a loud amen? Somebody said, for God's blessings in this service this morning, shout a big hallelujah. A louder hallelujah. If you are not feeling the hamatan, shout a big, big hallelujah. Please welcome at least three people and tell them welcome to God's presence. And then please be seated. You are marvelous, yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah. Oh, you are marvelous, yo. You are marvelous, yo. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous. You are marvelous. Aya.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence this morning, and we are grateful to God for the success of the services that we had yesterday. To Him alone be all the glory. Can we appreciate these instrumentalists for their great, great work? God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Planning for the family. We started our series of teachings that will bring us to the end of the year and launch us to a brand new year last week Sunday. And we journeyed very far on Wednesday, where we treated personal planning. You were here in that service, shout a big hallelujah. And I told you expressly that there are four levels of planning. There's what we call personal planning. There's what we call planning for the family. Number three, we have what we call institutional or organizational planning, and we have national planning, which involves the nation. These four levels of planning are very vital. So today we are launching into the planning for the family. Somebody ready for this shout, a big hallelujah. Some people have personal plan, but they don't have plan for their family. This is not right. Every husband and wife must sit down to plan. Every family must plan. You must plan. Planning is very important before a family comes. For example, because God said you should replenish the earth and multiply the earth, does not mean that it's only you, that you are the only one that should replenish the whole earth and multiply the whole earth. You have to plan on the number of children you are going to have, how your family will go, how you are going to go about things. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. So I didn't call it family planning, because for some people, I say family planning, some people might think I'm talking of contraceptive and all that. No, I'm talking about the planning for the family. that will bring success to the family. Somebody with me shout a big hallelujah. So you need to plan. This is very important. When you come across a garden with a beautiful flower, it's a product of the gardener's tireless planning. The beauty is there because of planning, because of labor, because of weeding, because of pruning, because of nurturing. Are you with me this morning? So anything you see that is good, somebody is working on it that is making it good. Not that it's just good like that. When you see a baby very chubby, very nice, looking wonderful, a mother is working on that baby, nurturing that baby, taking care of that baby, breastfeeding the baby, changing the baby's diaper, having sleepless nights. You know, there are some babies, they will not sleep. They will not sleep in the night. It's during the day they will sleep. Then when it is 12:01, they will wake up. They will now begin to cry. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when you see a child looking very nice, a mother somewhere is taking care of that child. So any family that you see that is doing well, there is planning there. So quickly this morning, what is planning for the family? What is planning for the family? This is when the family slash the couple, intentionally nurture and organize their family in a way that fosters growth and development to the glory of God. Planning for the family is when the family or couple intentionally nurtures and organizes their family in a way that will foster growth and development to the glory of God. What are some facts about the family? What are some facts about planning for the family? I'll give us a few in the first service, and then we'll trust God to give us much more in the second service. Facts about planning for the family. One, planning the family is man's responsibility. God is not the one that will come and plan your family for you. Planning for your family is man's responsibility. That is the responsibility of man. Number two fact about planning for the family is that it is essential. Planning is essential for the family's success and progress. Number two, planning is essential for any family that will be successful and any family that will experience progress. If you are with me, shout a big hallelujah. Number three facts. I'm trying to be a little slow so that you can get the notes properly, and then you can be a notable person. Hallelujah. Number three, planning removes stress and strain in your life and family. Planning removes stress. When you have planned your family, this is how we are going to want to do it, this is the number of children we want to have, this is what we are going to do, this is how we are going to, when we are going to buy land, this is when we are going to begin to build, this is how, where the career we are going to focus on. You have planned your family, you remove a lot of stress. You remove a lot of strain from your life. When there is no plan, a family has plenty stress. When there is a plan, the strain is removed. The stress is removed from the family. From today, your family will no longer experience stress. Your family will no longer experience strain. Can I hear a loud amen? Number four, facts about planning for the family is that planning shows wisdom. Planning shows wisdom. When you plan, you know your level per time. Planning shows you that you are not supposed to be renting a 4-bedroom flat when you are still supposed to be in a 1-bedroom flat. Planning shows you that there is a portion of your salary that must go to your rent. You cannot be collecting 1 million naira in a year and your rent is 1.6 million naira in a year. That's not a good plan. That's not a good plan. If I came out this morning now from a room and parlor, you wouldn't know. I've taken my bath. I look good. I look okay. I bet I don't look okay. So don't plan that I want to have a big something to impress somebody. Plan your life. Not to impress somebody. In my place, I've been too early to go into that. They said, it is what the world has turned you into. That is what they will use to abuse you. Did you get that? I don't normally interpret in vernacular, but I will interpret this one so that you can understand. I don't interpret. I will leave you to go and do the research. But this one is very deep, so I will interpret. So when you want to impress somebody, you want somebody to be the one that will be impressed that you are. I hear you. Planning shows wisdom. Number five. The reason for failure in many families is taking decision without planning. Devil is not the problem of your family. A lot of times, devil doesn't have time for your family. Devil is not pursuing your family. He has many people he's pursuing. Devil is not the problem of your family. A lot of times, most of the time, the problem is lack of planning. It's not devil, it's not demons. Why you did not plan? Quickly this morning, ladies and gentlemen, wonderful people, I love your rapt attention this morning. Benefits of planning for the family. What do I stand to gain if I plan for my family? Number one, A is intimacy. Intimacy. This gives room for deeper connection between the husband and the wife and the family. When you sit down to plan together, you become closer to each other. How many of us know that when you normally relate with somebody, you plan together, you relate on things together, you become closer? Yes or no? That's it. When you plan together with you, your husband, your wife, your children, you sit down together, you and your son, your daughter, or your people that are your children, you know, as it were, you sit down to plan. You become closer. Somebody can be in Nigeria and somebody is in Benin Republic, and you are closer to somebody in Benin Republic than the person next to your flat because you plan with that person on the phone. Hello? What do you think we should do on this thing? On this? Planning brings intimacy between husband, wife, and of course their children. If you are with me, shout a big hallelujah. B, benefit of planning for the family. Growth and development. When a family plans together, they grow fast. When you plan together, you execute together, you will grow fast. Husband and wife, they come together, they plan, let's build a house. Then the wife will not overstretch the husband because he knows he's building. They are working together, they are working harmoniously. There is growth, there is progress in their project. The wife wants to set up a business. They plan together. Then they are able to set up a business. They are able to have other streams of income. Why? Because they are planning together. The likelihood is there that your family will grow better when you always plan together. C, benefits of planning for the family is collaboration. When you plan together, you always collaborate and there will be teamwork in what you are doing. Anything you are doing and you work together with a plan, there will be collaboration. You work as a team. You work together as a team. You bring in your children. This is the plan. This is what we want to do in 2025. This is what we want to achieve. These are the things we want to do. Then you now work together. You collaborate. You join forces together to make it happen. Number four, the D, benefit of planning the family. D is transparency. When you plan together, it shows transparency. It means you are not hiding anything. You see some husbands, they will be hiding what they are planning. God. One lady told me one time, her husband was planning to travel, has collected visa. He has collected visa already. And he's just, I think he will be going in the morning. He told her the night before. When did you go for interview? Did they call you back that your visa is approved? When did they mail it to you? Or how did you collect it? All these questions could not be answered. Okay, how did you now plan? When did you call airline to buy tickets? And when did you eventually pay for the ticket? How? It means that you can be sleeping with somebody on the same bed and this person is a stranger to you. You can be sleeping with somebody on the same bed and you don't know anything. You know, God, in my place. But let me leave that one. You know, the heart of man is very deep. The heart of man, very deep. I've said it already. You don't understand what I'm talking about. The heart of man. Hey! Zarosh kala brodo potu birikidish. The heart of man. One of the privileges that God gives to me sometimes is he tells me something. You might not believe it, but I'm just telling you this. Sometimes, not all the time, people don't all like 80% of the time, people hardly disappoint me because God has already shown me. So I'm hardly met with surprise. It's very rare that something will just make me, somebody will misbehave and I'll just say, I never believe this person can misbehave. I had already known I pocket I was waiting. Or I was praying for the person, maybe the person will. So listen to me. Transparency is so important in family life. You cannot talk of planning. You are planning to do something. You did not. You kept everything to yourself. It's wrong. Lack of transparency brings secrets. It. When you are transparent, it reduces secrets and hidden issues, which can erode trust. It can erode trust. I know when trust is lost. Hey. Trust is so easy to build. It's difficult sometimes to build, but it can be lost within 1 second. 1 second. Somebody called me, not from our country here, from another far country, and told me that when his wife, he has caught his wife lying. The wife will tell him something in the morning, and then they will ask the same question in the afternoon, and the answer will be totally different. The same question, two different answers. No transparency. No truthfulness. Please, when you are hearing stories, hear the two sides of the story. A lot of time when you hear a story, it just somebody will paint somebody black. When you don't hear the other side of the story, you will not wish such for your own son or your daughter. Nobody here or your son will marry the wrong person. I can't hear your amen. E, benefit of planning the family, spiritual and emotional connection. When you plan together, there is deeper spiritual and emotional connection. It's battered as a couple. You are connected. Planning together creates a stronger bond between partners, making them united. When you plan together, there's a spiritual bond. There's a bond of togetherness. There's a bond of unity between you. Are you with me this morning? When you plan together, there's a bond. And let me tell you this before I move. I know many of you will say, Papa, you can talk like this because you have been married for some time. And let me tell you, there is no level you are at right now that God cannot shift you to another level if you follow all these teachings. There is no level your family is right now that God cannot shift you to if you follow these teachings. That's why I always tell women, when your husband behaves somehow sometimes, don't be angry. He doesn't know some things. There are some women here that their husband misbehaved, that they reported them to me. I just gave them books. And the thing changed. Some of them, I just called them and I sat them down and I taught them on Shibai. This is what to do. And the whole family transformed. Blessing of God flowing like fire. It's not, people cannot behave the way you think they should behave because they don't know. They don't know. You think that because a man is a man, he has is a maybe he even has muscle, or maybe he has a beard, it means that he has something, he knows everything. No. There are a lot of things that most people don't know as a man and as a woman. It takes training to assess reading. If a man doesn't have somebody that he mentors them, teaches them, help them, assists them, if you know the amount of teachings that brought me here, and the level of teaching I still subscribe to. So it's not that it's because God has said, no, it's a continuous, all these teachings, we are still on it too. Not that we have reached perfection. But what I'm saying is that if you can assess these teachings and work with them, no, your life must change. And somebody's here, you have a testimony. I say you have a testimony. Quickly this morning, ladies and gentlemen, what are essentials for planning a family effectively? What are some essentials for planning a family effectively? Number one, shared vision. For you to plan together as a family, you must have a shared vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. And verse 2, I will stand upon my watch and I will set upon the tower and what to see what he will say unto me and what I will answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered and said unto me, write the vision, make it plain upon the table that he may run that readeth it. You must share your visions together. You must share your vision must not be strange to your wife. Your vision must not be strange to your husband. You must share ideas on visions. The things God has shown you. The things that God has shown her. You share ideas. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? You rub minds together. You share ideas. You share ideas. Shared vision. You must share your dreams together. Some women, they don't know their husband's dream. Say, what's your husband's, what's he pursuing now? He doesn't know. What's your husband's aspiration? You don't know. What is he believing God for? You don't know. I'm trusting God for some very, very drastic things right now. And I'm not telling you, there's not one of them. I'm not sure. Maybe the ones I just received this week as revelation that my wife might not know. Even this morning, while we're still getting ready, I was still sharing with her or something, one or two things. Share your vision. Share your challenges. Share your thoughts. Share your minds. Some people, their mind is so blocked. They keep everything. They don't want, as if they don't want her to know, as if she will steal it. No, you are a team. Work together. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Two, essentials for planning a family effectively. Mutual respect and support. You cannot work together as a family if there is no respect. Respect your husband. Respect. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 33, the Bible tells us exactly how it's supposed to be. Ephesians 5 verse 33. It says, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. Say, wife, love your husband. He said, and wife, see that she reference her husband. If you don't reference your husband, he will not share his vision with you. Let me tell you a secret. I went to do research how side chick, how they collect people's husband, and I know it. Honestly. All the secret of how side chick collect people's husband, I have it by this. I can't give you everything in one service. All the secrets of how side chick collect husband, honestly speaking, I have it in my hands like this. And let me tell you, this one of it. Okay, your husband left the house, bastardized at work, target, stress. Look at that daughter of God said, my husband really traveled this year. Traveled from one place to another. Traveled from here. On his way, if he's sure that he will not get what he wants at home, and he's not a regenerated man, as it were, You know, and the side chick call him, and she enters the house, she removes his shoe, she massages his leg, she say, "Ah, you are just coming. Oh, thank God for your life." Brings water. Ask if he wants juice. If he doesn't normally take juice, ask if he wants an alcoholic wine. Ask him that the water is already boiling in the please, you want to take your bath? He feels regarded and respected. But you immediately enter and say, "Ah, say time to your case. Say time to your man Iman Wolilili." You don't even say time to your case. Say time to your man Iman Wolilili. Kilo man shegun. Ishe wolun shegun. What is it? What is your problem of your? Then there's a problem. There are many things they used to collect, but this one. This one of the secrets. Respect. Many women here see finish, they worry you. You don't see your husband finish. That your husband, that the secretary is looking at as if, can't see man. C-M-A-N. You are looking at your husband. That same man, you are looking at him as a nobody. You too, as a husband, you don't have any respect for your wife. Your wife is like a foot mat to you. Your wife is just like the foot mat in front of your house. Really? That's your babe that people are eyeing everywhere. I was in a country, one of our members here in a country, so I went to visit them. And the wife was telling me, he said, "Sir, say, man, ask my husband when we go to the shop together. They will be toasting me. Right, my husband will be there. They will say, your husband knows. They will be toasting me right there. So anytime we talk, I'll be telling the husband, take care of this woman. Know that they are too." A lot of things. What you have that you don't appreciate. Anyway, I pray for you. You will not lose it. In the name of Jesus. So appreciate it. Respect your husband. Respect your wife. I'm not saying you should be hero worshiping them. I'm not saying that because they are not God. But I am saying that there's a level of... In fact, why will you even marry somebody that you cannot give some regard or rest? The problem with some of us, especially women, is that you always look at the present of a man. And that's why some men, when they now become rich, they will not send the woman away. They will leave her in the house so that, you know, some companies, if the man send a wife away or something, they can sack the man. I used to work in a particular organization like that. The woman did not have a child for the man. This was around 2000 or so. This woman was in the man's house. The man was a manager and a very good guy, very intelligent, first class. He had first class. But she didn't have a child. So the man had a side chick. And the side chick got pregnant, but the lady was not pregnant. So the side chick now incited the man to drive that lady out. So he drove her out, and the lady went to report in the office. So they called for DC, disciplinary committee. And the disciplinary committee said he has to correct his ways, or he has to also leave that organization. You know, there's an organization like that they have very strict policy. This organization, they have a box logo like this, you know. So let's go on. So what am I talking about? Regard and respect. Regard and respect. Regard and respect. Don't show disrespect to each other. Don't do see finish. Because you have been with a man, you have seen his nakedness, you have heard all his different voice sounds in life, you understand him very well, so he's not even somebody to you. No, it doesn't work that way. 3 essentials for communication, essentials for planning a family effectively. 3 communication, effective communication, essentials for planning a family effectively. You can't plan when you don't talk. How do you want to plan when you don't talk? You have to talk. You have to talk regularly. You have to talk. You have to talk from time to time. There are some people that they work in a place that you cannot be calling them during working hours. But before you leave the house in the morning, when you get back in the evening, husbands too, there are some husbands, you don't reserve any energy for your wife by the time you get home. Even if you cannot do some other things, at least talk a little bit. Because women have words in there. They have stored up things they want to tell you. They have stored up yesterday, despite the fact that I felt Mama was overworked because she was up in the morning preparing snacks for people that would for 7 a.m. meeting. She was also in the meeting by 7 a.m. She was in the shop for free, you know, throughout working with other pastors' wives and other people. And then from there, they did not come home from morning till night. She still has something to tell me in the night yesterday. I thought that her mouth would be shut, that she would not be able to talk. And after we left here yesterday, we see her at another service. We did prayer, pastor's prayer last night, and we did our diaspora prayer. We have people outside of this church that are not members, that are members but are not here. And we have fellowship with them on Saturday night. So we still did it last night, 1 hour. Before I now started prayer. After my own prayer, she still has something to tell me. Something that I thought that her mouth cannot even open again. Because of overwork. Abba. Somebody that's woken up since 3:30, 4, prayed, now started preparing food for the snacks for people that were coming in the morning, was here before 7, worked from that time till 11:30, still has something to say. Ah, no. I knew that women have. So reserve some energy to listen to what your wife has to say. You're saying, you have to listen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So as I begin to round up, I have barely about 14 minutes more. How to plan for a family. How to plan for success for a family. How to plan for success for a family. I give us a few points right here, and then we will begin to pray. This is just the first part of this message. We'll continue from here in the second service. How to plan for success for a family. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? One, or A, weekly, monthly, and yearly meetings. A family that we plan must have regular meetings. It can be daily, it can be weekly, it can be yearly. Regular meetings. You must meet, you must talk. Especially this last week of the year now. You must have time to talk. Look at the mistakes you have made. Plan for the future. Plan for the next year. This is very, very important. Set aside time each week, month, to discuss progress, strategies, challenges, anything. Set goals together in these meetings. In these meetings. Do weekly plan, monthly plan, yearly goals, goals for the family, goals for God's work, children's education, business plan, career progression, health plan, project plan. All these things are very necessary. Let me just summarize some of the plan. I'll give you 10 of the areas you need to plan. A, especially for new couples, accommodation. You need to plan your accommodation. Some of you want to get married now, next year. Where are you going to live? You have to plan it. You have to plan it. B, kingdom service. You have to plan your kingdom service. How are we going to be serving God? How do we do service to God? What time will we be getting to church? You have to plan it. Some people get to church late because there's no plan between husband and wife. It's in the morning that they will not start looking for what are we going to wear? What are the children going to eat? There's no fuel in the car. You did not plan. C, plan your children. Plan for your children. By January now, school fees will be due. And sometimes, schools might not be able to give school fees for free because they also have to pay the teachers. And they have to pay the governments that are coming for tax. And they have to buy equipment. So, all these things have to be planned for. D, travels. Plan your travels. E, plan your romantic time. Some people are so busy that they have to have calendar that in this month, this is the days that I'm free. You have to organize that too. Hello. I will not speak too much about that. F, because this is a loaded house, online and on ground. F, retreats. Plan retreats. Plan retreats. Yesterday, while we were talking on the diaspora meeting that we had, I now said, everybody, unmute your video. Let me say Merry Christmas. I saw that one of the couples, my mind told me that they were probably going for a holiday somewhere. Plan retreat, plan time out. Plan time out. It's okay. G, plan your purchases. Plan your purchases. Do you know that in this period that things are expensive, it's not every market you can go to. There are some markets, if you go there, you will buy things three times the price. That's what I just discovered not too long ago. There are some markets, it might be far with transport, but when you get there, you will save much more by buying there than to quickly buy at your roadside market. There are some things that you... So you plan all these purchases. Are you getting me this morning? I'm on which alphabet now? G, plan purchase. Okay. H, career. Plan your career. Plan your career. You, this is what you want to do. This is what you want to do. We must get. Both of us must get promotion this year. And promotion is not an offshoot of your certificate, as it were, or your beauty and handsomeness. It's about contribution. You are not here now because of my certificate. You are here because you know that when you come here, you will go back with value. So when you are working in a place, it's not about your handsomeness, or I'm very beautiful, or I have plenty of certificates. What is your value? Are you adding value to the system that moves the system forward? So you have to know all these things. Also, plan for rest and recreation. I've talked a little bit about that. J, reading time. Plan your reading time. And K, plan your giving. This is the period of giving now. You have to plan your giving to your parents and to your loved ones and to those that have added value to you. You plan it ahead. Not that you're saying, what are we going to do? How are we going to? And we are supposed to. It means you did not plan. It means you did not plan. So you plan your giving. There are some people that are essential to give to at this period. You plan it and you do the appropriate thing as it's supposed to be. I'm talking to you about how to plan for success as a family. I said weekly, monthly, and yearly meetings. Am I right? B, regular prayers. If you are going to plan, you must pray regularly. That's why the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Pray regularly. That's why I always encourage families, always pray together. Morning and night. Morning and night. Minimum once. Minimum, these things will bond you together. Say, I'm too tired. I'm too busy. Busy doing what? Busy doing what? Busy doing what? There are some couples that come and see me. If they come and see me, I'll just tell them, I put you on 3 days fast. They will be wondering why. What I notice is that your prayer life is not intense enough. Your prayer life is not intense enough. Your fasting life is not intense enough. I'm not saying you are not praying, but you can pray more. First Peter 5 verse 8, be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom to devour. He will not devour your family. Stay on guard. Stay on guard, my friend. Don't be too relaxed. Stay on guard. And you stay on guard in the place of prayer. One of the things I like to hear from our pastors when they tell me, my wife, she woke up very early today. She was praying. I left her. She was praying. I heard her praying. I'm very excited. But when I hear that she's not serious, she's not, I feel very bad. Pray. Pray diligently. Pray faithfully. Pray sincerely. Pray as a family. Gather your children to pray. If you are not praying for your family, you are playing. And as we begin to approach this time of fasting, January 2nd to 13, the 12th of empowerment, this is a very good time for you to pray. You prepare your stomach after the Christmas. You are eating very well. New Year. From that time, you prepare your stomach. Some of us now, we have already started preparing now. We started the preparation since it's not a matter of days or week now. Preparing already. So prepare yourself. Praise the Lord. And this prayer also gives you access to divine direction. This prayer gives you access to divine direction. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. See how to plan for the family successfully is keep learning. Keep learning. If you are going to plan, please keep learning. Keep learning new things. Keep learning new things. You will only grow if you keep learning. Develop skills that will help you build your family. Keep learning. Draw closer to those that have information on how families are built. Ask questions. Ask questions. Buy their books. Study their materials. Keep learning. Nothing good can happen without learning. Nothing wonderful happens in any family without learning. Keep learning. Your children are entering into adolescent age. Keep learning. Learn how what you need to know. Keep learning. Keep learning on how to make your husband happy. Keep learning on how to make your wife happy. You know, you must study your husband or your wife and your children. There are things you are, it's like a course that you don't graduate from, as it were. You keep learning. For example, for me, at my life now, there are many changes I have made that I was not like that when my wife and I met. My sleeping time has changed. My eating has changed. My talking has changed. Many things. So she also, so if you were looking at this is the way he is before, some things have changed. Some things have changed. The scenarios of life, the maturity, exposure, understanding. Many things have changed, many things. So you have to keep learning or you become old school. That's why the course of women are way at the old school. Because she's still operating with the old school lapel we were thinking she used to do before. For me now, for example now, if my wife cooks for me and the food is very massive with plenty of things, I will be discouraged. I will not eat it. If the food is full of all kinds, but before, be like, my husband must be very big. But now, I'm not after that. I need energy to drive the work. And that energy will not come from robustness and the excessive fat in all over my system. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Are you getting what I'm saying? So you cannot now say, nobody must be seeing you and say that maybe I'm not feeding you, I must feed you. If you do that, you it can't work. So you keep learning. You keep learning. You keep learning. You keep learning. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I said the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Keep learning about your children, differences in their life. Keep learning. Learn about what they get from social media. Learn about the content of what they are learning on social media. Sometimes their nonsense can make sense. The nonsense of your children, their behavior, sometimes that is a nonsense can make sense. So learn, and then things will be better. The Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. And D, which is lastly for this service. So, how to plan for success in the family. I said number A is what? Weekly, monthly, and yearly. B. C. D. Keep serving each other. Keep serving each other. How can your family enjoy good planning when you don't serve each other? Serve your children. Serve your husband. Serve your wife. Serve each other. Don't be like you are after each other's downfall. Don't be like, you know, there's something I saw in Galatians 5 verse 13. Galatians 5 verse 13. Say, for brethren, you have called unto liberty. Only use your liberty for the only use not liberty for an occasion for the flesh, but to love and serve one another. You have been called unto liberty. He said, don't use that liberty for the flesh, but use that liberty to serve one another. You will not want to plan with somebody that is not ready to serve. You will not want to plan with somebody that is not ready to serve. The reason why there's a lot of problem nationally in some countries is because the people at the helm of affairs are not there to serve. They are not there to serve. At the helm of affairs of your family, you must be there to serve. You must be there to serve. Not that you just want to say, my children, you must be there to serve. When you serve each other, planning becomes easy. Serve your children. Parents, serve your children. Serve your parents. It's quite unfortunate that quite a number of children nowadays, they don't want to serve anybody. They don't want to serve parents. They don't want to serve in the church. They don't want to serve. They just want people to be serving them. It doesn't work that way. Life doesn't work that way. If you want to get the best of life, serve. Serve your generation. Serve people around you. Serve with you. You cannot satisfy a human being, no, but try. Just serve. And never be discouraged in the place of service. My prayer for your family is that God will bless your family. I say God will bless your family. Your family will do well. I say your family will do well. As God liveth, your family will not be destroyed. You are blessed and blessed for life. Rise on your feet, people. Let's give God praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That message is hotter than your clap. If you are clapping for Jesus, clap some more for Jesus. Clap some more for Jesus. Add a shout to it. Onisha Iyanu, you're the God of awesome wonders. I've tasted of your mouth. Onisha, oh, Onisha Iyanu, you've shown me so much mercy, much more than I. I taste it of your mouth. your hands. Let's thank God for the word he has sent to us in this first service. Give him praise and glory and honor. Thank him this morning, everybody. Lift your voice and say, thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Just before we begin to pray this morning, all heads bowed, you are here, and you want God to bless your family. You don't want your family to remain the same again, but you want to first make your ways right with God. You don't want to enter into Christmas without first settling the matter of salvation. You are saying to me this morning, Pastor, I'm not a bad person, but I want to start with God all over again. I want God to show me mercy. I want to start with God all over again. I want God to help me. I want to pray with you anywhere you are. You want to be saved, or you want to give your life to Jesus this morning, you can lift up your right hand. I'll pray with you just where you are standing. Also, you want to rededicate your life. That is, you have been born again, but you just slipped away a little bit. There were a little mistake here and there. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. This morning, just lift up your right hand. Online, on ground, anywhere you are, I want to pray with you this morning and bless you. I want to pray with you this morning and bless you. I want to pray with you this morning and bless you. God bless you. Just your right hand. Just your right hand. God bless you, sir. God bless you, man. God bless you. I can see your hand. God bless you. Online, on ground, every one of you, I can see you. God bless. Don't be the last person. God bless you. 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 Also, you want to break an addiction. You want to break an addiction this morning. You want to say no to a particular lifestyle. Smoking, drinking, masturbation, fornication, adultery, anything that you know this is not good. Your conscience is telling you that this is not right. Lying, cheating, anything. You want to break that hold this morning. I want to pray with you also. Just lift up your right hand and God will bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I can see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it up very well. God bless you. God bless you. Don't be the last person. God bless you. Now, wherever you are standing, online, on ground, with your right hand lifted, say after me, Lord Jesus, forgive me my sins. As your son, as your daughter, please have mercy on me. I've come to you afresh this morning. Show me mercy. Show me your mercy. Help me to serve you all the days of my life. Help me to please you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus. Keep that hand raised as I bless you. Father, thank you for this one's online, on ground. Thank you for everyone that is giving their lives to Christ or rededicating their lives to Christ. Please bless them. Let your favor rest on them. Let your hand of help be upon them. Let it be well with them. Anywhere they are connected from this morning, online, in any of our churches or here, please bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Please follow the counselors that are beside you quickly. Please clap as they go. Choir, are you guys there? Oh, hallelujah. Please keep clapping. Hallelujah. We are going to pray briefly. We say, Father, let your plan and your purpose,
and your purpose
for my family,
for my family,
come to pass.
Come to pass.
Father,
Father,
let your plan,
let your plan,
and your purpose,
and your purpose
for my family,
for my family,
come to pass.
Come to pass.
Lift your voice and pray. La prada gata baga da bada, rapa kata baga da baga da bada, rata ta 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 ta, roka ta poka ta poka ta poka ta, reke teke 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 deha, rata ta 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 ta, rapa kata poka ta poka ta bada, reke teke 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 deha, shada da da da. Rata kata bala kata bala 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 b
In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
You will say, Father,
this Christmas
will be wonderful
for me
and my family.
And my
again,
family.
Say, Father,
this Christmas
will be wonderful
for me and my family.
Lift your voice and pray. Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Say it in the remaining days
of this year.
In the remaining days
of this year.
Goodness and mercy
shall follow me.
Lift your voice and pray. Lepra pasha kataya. Lepra tos celebra kata. Shadera kakala prakase begedai. In the remaining days of this year. Goodness and mercy. Shall follow me. Ele pra ba 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 la. Ele pre de ge de ge de ge de ge de. Ele pra ga ga ba ga ga ba de ge de. Shada de ge de ba la ba la ba la. Rote ke de ge de ge de ge de ge de. Ele pro do koto pra ga da. Ele pra da pas ke ele pra kata ya. Ele pre de ke ske ele pra kata ya. Rata ta 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 ga la ba la ba la pas. Say it. Say it. Jesus' name we are praying. I'll give you a minute or two to speak to God on specific things to be settled in your family. Go ahead in Jesus' name. Pronounce the blessing of heaven on your family in the name of Jesus. I pronounce the blessing of heaven on your family in the name of Jesus. As God liveth, nobody will be lost in your family this season. Nobody will be lost in your family this season. Everything you desire as good news in your family, in your business, in your career, God will release it to you right now in the name of Jesus. You will not be ashamed. You will not be ashamed. The good work God has started in your life, He will complete it. The great work God has started in your life, He will complete it. You will not be frustrated. You will not be disappointed. You will not be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed and blessed forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.